This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ago, Nancy Pelosi, after a triple guilty verdict by the Minnesota jury, said that George Floyd was a saint, that she thanked him for his conscious sacrifice. He wasn't killed by Officer Chauvin. He was like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane that gave himself up to die. He was a sacrifice. She said, you are a sacrifice. They're launching a new religion. The CIA cooked it up. It's called Liberation Theology. And that's what they're doing to divide and conquer this country. They're the Democrats leading the nation. They're the Democrats that saw the communist China. They're the Democrats that are engaged in every form of corruption you can imagine. But now Nancy Pelosi, wearing a little face diaper, says, oh, George Floyd, thank you for your death so we can defeat the evil police. They're the lowest level of the government. The Democrats say they're the resistance, but they have the media, the corporations, the universities, the EU, the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, all against the American people, and now they're breaking our borders and flooding some third world populations, teaching them that white people are evil. They're the closest things the Nazis I've ever seen with the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're making their move on us. We got to wake up now. So here's this old evil witch praying to the heavens to George Floyd, the fentanyl drug addict. It's so sad.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe. But because of you, and because of thousands, millions of people around the world who came out for justice, your name will always be synonymous with justice.
The jury in Minnesota was held hostage in the Chauvin trial. They were told by Nancy Pelosi, by the puppet President Biden, by Mad Maxine Waters, that you better convict or you're white supremacist and America will burn. And they came in with all three saying guilty, guilty, guilty. Political correctness is a religion. It's a cult. And now we're being told George Floyd is Jesus by Nancy Pelosi.
We have made the deliberate decision to temporarily enhance police officers' authority for the duration of the stay-at-home order. Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to, first, provide their purpose for not being at home and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
Stay home, keep your distance, or now, pay the price.
Police with axes and assault rifles raided this venue in Sao Paulo and found about 600 partygoers, most without masks.
It was a case of asking people to go home, and if they didn't, arresting them.
9 police checkpoints have now been set up around the perimeter of Auckland as its 1.6 million residents return to level 3 lockdown.
This is the video that raised questions about how New York City is enforcing social distancing.
The man was handcuffed in the stands for not wearing a mask.
Disturbing video showing a violent clash between apparent social distancing violators and police in Brooklyn. And this cell phone video capturing the moment an officer waves a taser and repeatedly strikes a bystander during a social distancing bust.
Get your hands off of me! You are kidnapping me! I have done nothing illegal!
Canadians are being hit with penalties now as governments move to reinforce the shutdowns right across the country.
And the city is also taking their mask mandate seriously.
Later in the hour, I'm going to play the full report by Darren McBreen that just shows some of the violence around the world, including the U.S., under the COVID fraud. So when the police brutally beat men, women, and children with billy clubs in the head for not wearing masks, it's liberal and good. But if somebody's on fentanyl and having a heart attack and the police are restraining them, they're bad. This is how the system uses the police against us, but then puts the police on a very short political leash. The video is titled Police State Crackdown on Unmaskers. It's in the Darren McBreen section of band.video. Simply click the left-hand corner, find the video, and share it. Point out, why aren't people upset about this true police brutality? And when we come back, I'm going to explain something to you. The police could be our enemy. They could be our number one enemy. I'll explain that in a moment. By flipping a light switch, they can go from being good to being bad. Stay with us. I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists do not believe in the people. That's why they shovel pure propaganda and lies at you, but publish books and white papers and give speeches to themselves admitting they're carrying out world government, admitting they're dumbing down the population for control, admittedly engaged in depopulation. Well, I've always believed in the people. And that's why I've tailored this broadcast as a populist program to just put out very sophisticated information, but also simple truths at the same time, believing that if you up the level of information, that ups the level of understanding, not dumb the information down and dumb down the population, a feedback loop. But that said, when I do this governmental briefing style, PowerPoints and guests and just go over documents, that is extremely effective, not just with like General Flynn, but I can tell you prime ministers, world leaders. They had CIA boardrooms 2 weeks ago in our SPARS 2025-2028 report because it was done in a briefing format. And so I do the talk radio format. I've been doing it for 27 years, 26 years on talk radio, 27 years, period, on air. First year on Access TV. And I'm not saying that I want to stop doing this show. It's not that they've ground me down with the media and attacks and all that. It's the opposite. That actually makes me fight harder. They had a big New York Times article about Jones is ground down. He's ready to quit because of us. And you know, if they knew the reverse psychology, it's the opposite. That makes me work harder. But I've learned to transcend that and just do what's right. But I am considering just doing like a podcast once a week and then special briefings a couple times a week that just go through every detail and explain the whole thing. Because I understand this whole thing. I mean, I really know how it works. I've immersed myself completely in this. And if you can visually show people in a PowerPoint with slides, it's how people are best awakened, you can do it. Because I don't just need to show you how they're doing it. I can show you them saying they're doing it. It's not just you can see it and know it and see the pieces. They admit in the WikiLeaks, they admit in their statements, they're using racial division to control us. This is an elitism, not an altruistic thing of the people. So here it is. The equation that I'll go to your phone calls is very, very simple. The globalists, in the last few hundred years, got control of the printing and issuance of currency in Europe. Then they got control of the world after World War II. Again, they financed all three sides of that conflict on record. The same Wall Street bankers came out in the Senate hearings in 1977, the church committees, thanks to Anthony Sutton, the congressional archivist that was given access to all the classified reports. Hitler was funded by the banks. Lenin and Stalin were funded by the banks. And the United States was funded by the very same banks and the UK. So all three factions. And we're sitting here today living in that post-World War II world. Well, now the decision's been made to get rid of the U.S. and bring us down so China can be the global dominant force and be the standardizing force with its authoritarianism, its nightmare AI, its nightmare social credit system for the final planetary takeover and the depopulation. And the Chinese government's fully signed on to that and agrees with it and sees their own public as cockroaches they want to get rid of. But there's also a major fissure inside the New World Order where the Chi-Coms are saying we're going to double-cross the globalists down and take over ourselves. So now they're announcing they're going to have government-ordered three children instead of government-ordered only one child. So now they're going into a Hitlerian breeding program. So that's how these globalists and how these Satanists and how these occultists and how these authoritarians always work, whether it was a 5,000 years ago or 80 years ago or 20 years ago or today. It's the same crap over and over again. They want the authoritarianism to get power, but then they start fighting with each other over the power, and it always goes haywire. Human nature is the same over and over and over again. Now China says they want three babies, or you'll be executed. So let's expand, because they're going to use those men particularly, where they encourage having male babies so that you don't have enough women for the men to get a mate, so they can be exported as part of a genetic colonization program. In their own words, I mean, they're all about, we're the master race, we're in charge. Xi Jinping gives speeches loving Hitler. You're not going to hear a word out of the ADL because they're riding that Xi Jinping pee-pee. So that's how all this works. Got to see what Xi Jinping says actually about the ADL's owners. It's pretty amazing. Might want to look it up. See, you know, you never get any of that in our news here, folks. So, let me just give you the big enchilada, then I'll go to your phone calls. The globalists with their money have got the universities, the banks, the medical system, the media system, the World Council of Churches. Almost all the churches are just country club feel-good groups. I don't care if it's Protestant, Catholic, it doesn't matter. They've got Hollywood, they've got the EU, they've got radical Islam and Orthodox Islam. They've got Israel, they've got South Africa, they got everybody. There's one thing they don't have. And that's the U.S. military and police. Now, the U.S. military's got its own stuff going on. It's got its own problems, believe me. But it's still men and chivalry and to operate at that level, some form of honor, even though it's predatory. And so the globalists want to intimidate it, attack it, cause race riots, to selectively demonize the military and police with these purges to get control of them. Because once they get the police and the military, and they've got them in China, in Europe, in the blue cities, what do the cops do? Nothing when you get raped. Nothing about drug dealers. Nothing about pedophilia. The police steal the drugs. So when I said before the break, the police, like a light switch, can go from being on to off. And when the police fall into the hands of a Hitler or a Lenin or a Stalin or a Mao or a Fidel Castro or a Xi Jinping or a Hugo Chavez, they do become your enemy. And right now, you have the intimidation and the attacks on the police by the feds, by the globalists, to put them under UN control. And all over the country, the police don't just get on their knees to George Floyd. They lay on their bellies. And when a father is being attacked in his own home, the police come and arrest him. When a man's trying to get to his family in his own neighborhood, but with Black Lives Matter there in his face, he gets arrested because the police are just like everybody else. They are folding. They are bowing. They are capitulating because we don't have leadership. And so I want to give you the honest prognosis. I'm not like the Q people that tell you everything's fine. We won the war and just don't. No, we're losing and everything's collapsing and we have no future unless you get upset and speak out and take action. Now, it's because we were winning culturally. There was a huge awakening. Great victory.
But now the globalists have taken their whole plan and launched it and accelerated their timetable, which is extremely reckless. But because everyone's so busy genuflecting to be politically correct, the new religion, it only gets worse. And the more the police bow, and the more the preachers bow, and the more you just go along with it. Like Chick-fil-A had the best business ever being conservative, but once they groveled, their business went down. Because they're not conservative anymore. They're leftist. Because they're nothing but a bunch of virtue signalers. Because the founder retired, he's senile. The son takes over and starts massaging a black person's shoes and shining his shoes. Like, I'm white, you shine my shoes, I shine yours, as if that even happened. Creating racial division, creating the idea that white people are bad. This is the whole idea. This doesn't de-escalate. This gets the mob more hyped up, more out of control, more crazy. And now you see what the genuflection and the bowing's done. You're now on your knees. And the Chi Coms are the model. But no one dare criticize them. They run real death camps. They've got human animal clones. They're liberal.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Persecute us. They want to get us in those dungeons like they always do. But this time they're going to meet the American people. Even the skeleton of what we were will defeat them in the end. Because it is this great contest that is going to reopen our channel to God and make us finally become humble and cry out to God, our Heavenly Father, for protection. And He will not desert us. But you must do it humbly. William in California, people are asleep and program controlled. I agree. How do you make the sleeper awaken, William?
Oh, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been watching. I'm kind of a student of history here to a degree, and I've been watching things here for a long time, from the early days of Rush and the days of hostage. If you remember the 495th day of hostage.
Sure, 1979, 1980.
The point here, we have so many things going on here, and we have these masks which are being proven to be ineffective, and our leadership is struggling, like Representative Jordan was struggling the other day, being told to shut his mouth. To establish facts. And where is our leadership? We have so many things here in front of our face. What do they have us on?
I agree. People are intimidated. People should be scared of the globalists and fight them hard. Like when I'm being attacked, I fight hard. People get attacked, they run. That's not the instinct. Like when a dog chases you, you don't run. You kick it in the head. And exactly, they're attacking us. I don't get this false instinct of just groveling and pissing all over ourselves. I mean, Nunes is a great guy. He just came out and said they are using the CIA on Americans. It's illegal. Well, arrest their ass. Oh, it's the CIA. It's a bunch of damn pedophiles, man. I'm so scared of the CIA. Burn in hell, CIA. Burn in hell. It's such an insult when people say I'm with the CIA. That's like saying I'm with maggots. I'm with God. Burn in hell, burn in hell, burn in hell. Go ahead.
Alex, I equate this. I tell a lot of my friends this. I said, where is our Braveheart moment? The Braveheart moment, what I mean is when the Highlanders finally said, that's enough. Okay? When you kill my wife, that's enough. When we're being shoveled into the Chinese FEMA camps, what?
Well, that's the thing. The enemy doesn't do frontal assaults. Hitler lost, he's in a frontal assault. The Soviets lost in a frontal assault. This is all creepy. Oh, it's not hurting you. It's good. Oh, take the shot, even though it's killing people. And then while they're killing black people, they hire the black leaders to run around and say horrible stuff to make us hate black people. I mean, you see the equation, right?
Exactly, totally. And
it doesn't mean when some group of black racists are in my face that I'm not worried about it, but I get the full lineage of where it came from. Does that make sense?
I do, and we should psych op them back. We need to psych op them. We need to get on this playing field with them and get in their face and say, hey, you know, psych op you. Psych op you.
And, well, I agree. I want to tell the globalists something, a message. You know, they do fake stuff so much they become fake themselves. When I engage in violence, it's not simulated. It's not like some people get in a fight. They like simulate breaking somebody's nose or bashing their brains out. And I don't want violence, but they just keep pushing and pushing. And they need to know once this kicks off the next time, we're not going to give them any quarter. We're going to burn them out of their holes.
Right. Right. Can I plug, Alex real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm in my 60s, and I do the work of 25, 30-year-olds, and I work them into the ground, and you want to know why? And I've tested this, and I've taken your B12, and let me tell you, when I don't take it, I pay a price. I really do. I take that B12, and I'm electric, man. I can run 10 miles. I do some pretty heavy work with the highway department, and my friends will attest to the fact that, for a guy in his 60s, you know, pushing 70, I'm not just blowing smoke here. The B12 saves my life.
Well, brother, Mark Cuban owns a testing facility, and he did a big attack articles in Daily Beast, a bunch of publications a few years ago, like 4 years ago, saying Jones's B12 is not poisonous, but it's not the highest quality. Then they said, here's the highest quality, which he happened to be selling, which it was the highest quality. I was private labeling that. It's you understand? So even their attack piece goes, well, Jones is overpriced, but it is real B12, but we have the best organic, highest certified, which I've gone out and private labeled. That's how God works. Mark Cuban didn't tell people he owned that facility that was doing the sales or the testing. He just had an article put out as an ad for his B12, not knowing, well, it's not his B12, it's the one he sells on his site, that we were selling a private labeled version of the same B12 that is the highest rating. So see what a sick joke that is? So yes, this is the highest rated B12 there is that's non-injectable. It's the same stuff people inject, but don't inject it, folks. It's taken under the tongue. But it's the same stuff you go to a doctor, get a prescription for.
And it's getting me through. It really is. I appreciate all you guys deserve the Medal of Freedom, journalistic awards. You guys are the top.
Well, brother, I appreciate you and God bless you. We're gonna take one more call here and then go to break. We've got a guest coming up. We're only for a segment, and I promise I'll get to Josh and Ivan and Ben and Stuart. But let me be clear here. I'm a mess. I'm super stressed. I take all this stuff on. I don't take the supplements most of the time like I should. I don't know what my problem is. I'm a wreck. I'm not going to lie about you that. So just because I'm giving advice out there doesn't mean I follow my own advice. People need to get that through their head. I'm aspiring to be better. I'm aspiring. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not like overeating a T-bone steak and mashed potatoes and, you know, drinking two bottles of wine and then lying about it. I'm saying I shouldn't be doing that and I should be taking the supplements. Like all the time, I'm like, why don't I take B12? Why don't I take X2? Why don't I take, you know, vitamin D3? Because when I do it religiously, my wife keeps moving the Lazy Susan off the dining room table. She doesn't like it. And when she does move it, I suddenly forget. And she did it again. I was just realizing last week, I'm like, I've not been taking my supplements because my wife doesn't like it in the middle of the table. She takes hers. She keeps hers in the cabinet by the bathroom. Oh, she takes all her supplements. She looks like their clothes off. She looks like a Greek statue of like a goddess or something. But I mean, I don't have those genetics of hers. And she also eats all those damn supplements. But all I'm telling you is when I sit here and I tell you these supplements are great, they're great. Just as I look like some hog-like goblin from the 12th dimension of hell, it's not a reflection on this. But I have decided to be Christ-like, and I don't mean that in blasphemy. I'm serious. I have taken on the sins. I have taken them on. I am in a poison vision of the enemy so I can see the enemy's operations. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Until 11 a.m. Central, there's the great show that we produce here. Calls and guests, so much more with Harrison Smith, American Journal. And our guest, Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, one of the top criminal lawyers in the country, was on yesterday. Did a great job doing his closing arguments. And then, of course, you got my show, 11 to 3 Central, and you got the War Room with Owen, and that is 3 to 6 p.m. Central. He'll be hosting today. But I wanted to get Norm Pattis on because he joined us live yesterday when I was co-hosting with Tom Papert, who's hosting the fourth hour today from nationalfile.com, on his 40 years as a lawyer or longer, what he thought of this case. He said, This was the biggest miscarriage he's probably ever seen. Maybe one other trial was at that level. Because it doesn't, I mean, if Chauvin was guilty, I'd say throw him in a gas chamber, electrocute him, whatever. See, they used to have the actual gas chamber where they killed folks. But you can't have politicians saying you better convict or we'll burn down the country. You can't have meddling in a trial like this. Remember, he used to move venues and things like that. So his basic boil down of what unfolded yesterday, what this does, why the Justice Department's pushing it, the federal takeover of policing, which kills the federal system. People think the federalist system means the feds run things. No, it's the opposite. It means there's a separation of powers, another check and balance. So this is a very, very dark day. It's the globalist agenda. They run Hollywood. They run the media. They run the big banks. They run academia. They run almost everything. Now they're going to run the police. That's the real apple in the authoritarian's eye. Is second-guessing everything the police do, not letting grand juries do it or even juries, but having the feds, as the Garland, the Justice Department head, has announced, they are going to come in and take over the police departments. Katie, bar the door. Because you never hear about the investigations of the feds. Oh, because they check themselves. How do the states then check the feds? Well, that's juries, but we're getting rid of those. So thank you for joining us, Norm Pattis. Give us your approximation of what we're witnessing.
You know, bad stuff. I mean, Derek Chauvin was involved in the arrest and apprehension of George Floyd. George Floyd died. But for Chauvin arresting him, he might have lived. But there were significant questions about causation of his death, that is Mr. Floyd's death. I don't think Derek Chauvin murdered him. I don't think Derek Chauvin engaged in manslaughter. At most, he misjudged a tense, evolving, and uncertain situation with a man who was intoxicated and seemingly out of his mind.
The worst you're saying is negligence.
Yeah, and which was the second-degree manslaughter count. I mean, I wouldn't have, I worried about a compromise verdict. I worried that this was, that Chauvin could not get a fair trial in that community. And I think events bore that out. I think there's a substantial likelihood, in fact, I'll go so far as to predict here on the air with you, that this case will undoubtedly be overturned on appeal. Why? The trial court erred by not changing venue. I've tried hundreds of cases.
Or will the appeals court be intimidated? It's just not new precedent being set.
I sure hope not. Alex, I can't think of a case since the Shepard case in 1954 that was quite this crazy. Even O.J. Simpson's case. In O.J.'s case, there were riots after the fact. There weren't threats of riots beforehand if the verdict didn't come out the way one side wanted it. But here's what we had in Chauvin's case. The death last summer, everyone goes to the streets. They declare that this is an instance of systemic racism. There's no evidence that this case was about race. It was made about race by those with an agenda. The city goes up in flames, tens of millions of dollars of property loss, and now we're going a year later to select a jury, and we expect them to be fair and impartial. Those are the same jurors who were in the community last year when their city's fate was up for grabs. Those are the same jurors who lived through the defund movement in the past year and saw the homicide rate in Minneapolis go up three times. Those presumably, and we know to a moral certainty that these were jurors who, some of whom were already selected, some were in the process of being selected when the city of Minneapolis, during jury selection, paid George Floyd's estate $27 million. That alone should have been sufficient grounds to stop this trial dead in its tracks. You don't pay the decedent of a man's family who's working for the city and then expect to send a message other than the fact that he was guilty. Then during trial, jurors are summoned through a crazy media gauntlet of people outside the courthouse. The courthouse is barricaded and made to look like it's part of a war zone. As deliberations approached, the storefronts near the courthouse were boarded up. What's the message that jury's going to get? And then after evidence closed, but before closing arguments made, Mean Maxine Waters jets in from Washington to say, unless we hear guilty, 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 we're going to double down so that they hear what we have to say. Those jurors undoubtedly were exposed to an atmosphere of intimidation and fear, and I think this verdict should be thrown out. The case should have been tried in a different community at a different time. There obviously the community has an interest in the Chauvin verdict and in having the case tried there. But Chauvin had a more fundamental interest. He had a fundamental right to a fair trial. In my view, it was undermined, and this was more like mob justice than it was the calm deliberation you would expect of a jury. And then today, I pick up the newspaper, and what do I see? This is the first chapter in racial reckoning. What comes next? This was not a race case, people. Wake up and smell the coffee. George Floyd was a suspect in passing a counterfeit $20 bill. Police came to investigate. Floyd resisted their efforts to question him. He behaved objectively in an irrational and crazy manner. Officers used reasonably force to subdue him, and in the end, he died. And if Chauvin is to be faulted for anything, it may be that he should have placed him on his side. It may be that he needs better training, as do all police officers, in how to deal with men in these circumstances. But to take this case and to use it, to cynically use the memory of George Floyd as a brickbat in an ongoing and seemingly endless set of racial confrontations that only benefit certain provocateurs, and there is not unanimity in the black community, by the way, about whether this is necessary, to do that is simply irresponsible. And the only people who will suffer most from this defund the police and hostility to police are people who need police most in distressed communities and largely in communities of color. I have many clients who are law enforcement officers. I speak to a lot of police chiefs on a regular basis. I'm up in New England here in Connecticut. It's a very small state. You know, 169 towns. You get to know everybody pretty quickly. People are afraid to do their job. Officers are talking about catch and release law enforcement. If they get a call, they're not likely to respond aggressively. They're not likely to respond proactively if there's any risk that they too could be sued in bankruptcy.
And the Democrats at the same time want our guns. You used to be pro-gun control. You were telling me yesterday on the War Room, until you realize, no, they're not going to give us support. The police have no responsibility to protect us, but we can't protect ourselves. But the politicians all have bodyguards, basically.
Absolutely. You're going to defund the police and tell me turn my firearms in? Why? So that you can have a fire sale in my home? Somebody can knock on the door and decide in the name of racial equity they want some of what I got? It ain't happening.
And we already have the blue flu in Chicago and other places, where 95% of blacks are killed by blacks, and it's getting worse. It's actually terrible. I hate it. But when a white person kills a black person, it's a huge deal. When a black person kills a bunch of black people, the media covers it up.
The media is simply not telling you the truth in this case. There are about 1,000 police shootings per year in the United States. More white people are shot per year than are black. Now, obviously, blacks are a small percentage of the population. Population adjusted, the likelihood of your being shot by a cop is greater if you're black. But in both cases, you're more likely to be struck by lightning than you are to be shot by a police
officer.
Exactly.
When they make it the number one issue in the U.S., it's a distraction from the political gutting of this country.
It is. I mean, you know, and the big tech is taken over. We're losing the right to learn what we need to learn to make the decisions we want to make in our own community. You know, I listen carefully to you, Alex. I work from the bottom up. I see ordinary people in struggles. I go to court. You work from the top down. And I sometimes wonder what you're talking about globalism. I think I'm starting to get it. I think I'm starting to see that there is a movement in the world to deprive communities of local control and to have the agendas, the rules by which we live, set by people that aren't accountable to us, who engage in processes that are opaque that we can't understand. Is it any wonder that there's a spike in violence in the country? People are angry and pissed off because we've been taught that we the people are sovereign, but big tech is saying only when we want you to be. And I'm not
big tech. I don't want any violence against big tech, but big tech needs to be sued.
No, I'm not
exposed. They're the enemy. No, I know you're not. Let's come back and talk about solutions with Norm Pattis. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Schools are opening. Kids will fill those school buses, classes, gyms, and lunchrooms. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, treats and friendships, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. Sharing that with family could be deadly. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school, whether private or public, with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com. Or call 503-585-5582. That's 585-5582.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
King. He's the opposite of a racist. He's a great guy. I love him. He's been here several times. He takes care of family. He can't even come down here and see us where he lives. He's joining us next hour if we take some calls, about 15 minutes to the next hour. But, you know, he's come out against race wars, so they just banned him on Twitter. And he wrote books. He's one of the admitted founding members of it. Just like Breonna Taylor's mother said, Black Lives Matter is a race war group, and using her daughter, well, she just got blocked on Facebook. These big tech companies are using black people. So it's easy to get mad at black people and you're being beset by a mob of racist black people like the KKK. You know, the KKK thought they were doing good. Well, so does Black Lives Matter. When they come to a restaurant and smash your table up because you're white, they are KKK. But I don't hate black people because they're acting like the KKK. I don't hate white people because there's KKK. But how do we counter this, Norm? Where is this going? Because if you even criticize Black Lives Matter now, I've seen the media say you're a racist and you're a famous liberal lawyer for saying, no, I'm not bad because I'm white. That is so fundamentally the opposite of the common sense Martin Luther King said. Martin Luther King didn't invent that. He was a great speaker. He put it out and said, we don't judge people off of what color they are, but off the character of their deeds, the content of who they are. Well, everybody knows that. I go get a suit because it's a good tailor. I go eat food because it's good food. I go watch a movie because it's a good director. I don't care if they're Mexican or if they're African or if they're German. I go because it's good and we know it's good. That's common sense. This idea that we're bad because of what color we are, how the hell is the corporate media getting away with this?
I don't, because we let them, because we continue to patronize them, because we continue to be entertainment, wage, and otherwise slaves ourselves. You know, I'm going to take a risk here, Alex. I'm not sure we ever talked about it, but I'm going to recommend to your readers that they pick up a copy of St. Augustine's Confessions, and I'm recommending the Sarah Rudin edition. It's right there on the screen. Let me read you just a couple lines that are bracing, and you talk a lot about God on your show. Very first, second paragraph of Augustine's books, our heart is restless until it rests in you. Will anyone emerge, he writes later, as the craftsman who makes himself? He concludes the chapter, I turned myself into a famished land I had lived in. I started to read Augustine about a year ago. Again, reread him. He was a preoccupation.
Well, read more of it. We love it. Read more.
You know, I mean, well, yeah, those are the pieces I took. You'll have to get me back, and I'll be happy to do so. But here was Augustine's point, and that is, you know, none of us makes ourselves. We all find ourselves in a world as
that's what Churchill said, that most great men were not great until the times they were in. I mean, the times make you.
And even those of us who aren't great. We had to learn to walk. We had to be fed. We were dependent upon the love of others. And I think Augustine's great teaching is that if we learn to be dependent on the love of God, if we learn to accept grace, and we learn to behave with humility toward one another and to see the good in one another and the evil in ourselves, and we resist the temptation to try to recreate the world in our own image, which is the very function of identity politics, if we can come together and unite on a common conception of values and a common sense of gratitude toward the great powers that made this universe, you know, I think there's hope. But
well, you just said it. Only by recognizing God can we be unified. It's all these people playing God is what's destroying us.
I think the church can save us. You know, I recently reconciled with the Catholic Church because I thought that there was nowhere else to go. The world was a barren wilderness of identity. Now, do the priests have their issues? Friends of mine are like, well, you know, cover your rear end when you go into church. Look what the priest might do. Is that so different than what's going on anywhere else? I mean, we're now in a position, I talked about this yesterday, where we're letting 7-year-old children decide what gender they want to be. We're in open revolt against the conditions of nature. We're in open revolt against the obvious truth that we are objects that did not create ourselves. Now, if you're a mere evolutionist,
you're right. It's the search for God that is the discovery of God, is the communion with God. So it doesn't matter the venue or where it is. God sees through all that. It's the reaching up to God that God's looking for.
Well, maybe. I'm not going to pretend to play a theologian in my gigs here with you. All I'm saying is that I go to court every day and I see the fights that bring out the best and the worst in people. And I look at what's going on in the country and I think we're going down a sinkhole of self-gratification, a sinkhole of self-indulgence. And, you know, what made this country great, the heritage that we draw from, are centuries of the Judeo-Christian tradition, where whether it be a Jewish synagogue, a Catholic church, a Baptist preacher, who reads the Bible seriously anymore? Who reads the classics seriously anymore? I don't know if you saw the piece. Howard University is banning the great books, and no better leftist than...
Well, there's a direct assault on the classics because they're so powerful.
And because they speak of enduring truths where people didn't use their identity to get ahead in the grocery line. You know, I mean, it took centuries to build the moral capital that we're eating from now.
Exactly. It took thousands of years to build what the crop we're living on, and now we've eaten it down to the ground. It's about to end.
It feels that way to me. And, you know, I don't know what happens next. I sometimes think in this country that we're a foreign policy crisis away from collapse. We're so embittered with respect to one another and we can't unite about anything. A routine police...
Exactly. We're 4% of the world population, and the average American has the lowest level of passports, the lowest level of travel. They literally believe that we are it. They have no idea what we're surrounded by.
And it takes little to divide us and to get us to tear at one another. What are we going to do when we have our next foreign policy crisis? Are we going to be able to summon a common will and a common identity?
We're in our foreign policy crisis. The Chi-Coms own Hollywood. They're funding all this race war. This is their plan. Norm Pattis, thank you so much for the time. Pattis Blog. What's the website? PattisBlog.com?
Yeah, and then the new podcast, Law and Legitimacy. I may not be as fast a talker as Alex, but I've got a few things to say.
No,
check it out.
I'm not a fast talker. I've got a lot to say. All right, thank you so much.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, I know what you mean. It sounds like I talk fast. I actually talk slow in person. You know how it is. No, I don't think that's. I am a fast talker. I got my brain's moving quick. We love you. All right, folks. Listen, I know I gave the number out. I got loaded phone lines, and I'm not going to a lot of your calls. And I apologize. We got Josh in Maryland. We got Ben in Florida. We got so many others that are patiently holding. So I'm going to go to your calls right now. I'm just going to tell you, you fund the operation. Thank you for your support, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of great products there. We've got Prostaguard back in, sold out for months, and a lot of women buy it too, but men as well, because it's got saw palmetto that's good for all your glands, vitamin D3, lycopene, look at what that does, antioxidant, plant sterols, zinc, and more. And that is 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power is the Supermel Vitality, but the dry version, very strong. It's amazing. That's 40% off. Winter Sun Plus for your D3, that's 40% off. Rocket Rest, great sleep aid, even stronger than Knockout, but there's different strokes, different folks. 40% off. Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract is selling out, but I'm still doing it. 40% off. Look into what it does, the turmeric, and big deals on the T-shirts as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And a big sale on Endgame. We have Operation Endgame. Be part of history. Get out the film, The Globalist Fear, today. All right. I'm going to go in the order the calls are received. Let's talk to Ivan in the great state of Illinois. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? I'm calling from the communist state of Illinois.
Welcome.
Long-time listener. I just want to say thank you for the work you've been doing. We all appreciate it. My family loves you. My daughter's a big fan of yours. And, we ordered the privacy pouch. The thing works like a charm. My daughter loves it. I'm going to be ordering a few more from your site.
Thank you. For those that don't know, it's just a little pouch that blocks out the cell towers tracking you. And it's good to just get in the mode of knowing you're being tracked. Not you've done anything wrong. The bad guys are tracking you. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I'm calling about is, this whole race war agenda that the media, the corporate media, social media is pushing. I think anyone with half a brain can see what's going on here. They're pushing for a full-on assault against, white people in general. I work in the education field, and there's a small population of us that are conservatives here that kind of have to meet together in secret to talk about, what's going on here, because we see what's going on, but the majority of other people here don't. And
think about that, meeting in secret in America.
Yeah. So, and another thing, I used to live in the suburbs of Chicago all my life. I was born and raised here. I just recently moved after the Biden election. I moved far west out into the country, into the Republican County, because pretty much all of Chicago and all of Chicagoland area is NWO territory. So when they do kick off the takeover and the race wars, that whole area is going to be affected. It's all liberal, democratic controlled area. And those people are going to be in a world of hurt once everything goes down.
I agree. People go, well, why would they collapse their own system? Because it's a chain reaction. It's a war. It's about conquering. And there's the will to power. So a good person goes, well, why would you do that? Well, that's because you're not an evil person. God bless you, brother. Thanks for the call, Ivan. I really appreciate you holding. All right, Ben and others. We will return in T-minus 2 minutes with the third hour. Take a few segments of calls, and then Larry Pinkney, an original Black Panther Party member, will join us. Stay with us. Hour number 3 is right ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.